don't promise to be short. I promise to be sweet. I feel like the Lord spoke something to my heart, but Merry Christmas to you. What an honor. All of our friends watching by the internet, send us a Facebook text or an email or something. Let us know you're watching. Hallelujah. Dear friends, you're sure making this journey to heaven wonderful. You're sure making it encouraging us and helping us and strengthening us. We've laughed and cried this year. We've said bye to friends and babies have been born. We've had mountains and deep valleys, but God has been good. Let me say that out loud. God has been good. God has been good. Let me throw this in. Christmas Day, go home and eat good. Everything changes now, 1 week away. So be like the old polar bear. Store you up something. We're going to need it next week. Amen. But the January fast coming up, and I dread it for all of November, but the last 2-3 days, I'm excited about seeking the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, anoint me just as you put this in my spirit and just to speak, and we'll go home and meet back tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you're with your family, please join me. If you can, come back tonight at 6. It's going to be a sweet, short, powerful service. I felt God's given me something just fresh, but Lord, anoint me as thy servant. We spend most of our life wrestling. If you're married, turn around and just hug them, say we're wrestlers. Little lady here told me about 3 weeks ago, just Brenda, and she's just, I'm missing them folk, Brother Marin's operation. But she said, this man's been picking on me. What are you going to do? I said, I can't do nothing. When he married you, he got picking license. We spend most of our life, we were born wrestlers. When we were, even in the womb, we were wrestling between two worlds. I want to talk about Jacob. I preached on him so much, I found something fresh. Micah's service so affected me, and they came up here that Sunday night and came up here Monday night and just sought the Lord and wrestled, and after about 3 hours broke through, and ever since Monday night, the Lord's been dropping this in my heart. But in Genesis 25:26, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Even in his birth, he's a wrestler. His brother's been born. He's got a hold of his heel. He wrestled with his brother in the womb. He wrestled with him during delivery. And I want to say again and again, thank you for being here and our visitors. What an honor you being in church. Let's help me one more time. Turn around and just tell somebody thank you. What an honor you to be here. He wrestled with Esau all his youth over dad's attention. He wrestled with Esau over mom's attention. He wrestled with Esau over cookies and toys and bow and arrows and hunting spots. He wrestled with his brother over his birthright in Genesis 25:33. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. He wrestled with Esau for the blessing. And in Genesis 27:34, when Esau heard the word of the father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother come with stability, and he hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, is it not rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these 2 times. He took away my birthright. Behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And if you'd be honest in here and you say, where are you going with this? On Christmas morning, feel like I have a word for us today. But if you'd be honest, most of our life we've been wrestling. We wrestle with fear. We wrestle with worry. We wrestle with sorrow and scars that won't heal and burdens that never turn around. God even visited him in a dream. He's overcome by fear, and I see him wrestling again in Genesis 28:16-17. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid. He's wrestling. And he said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Now I find him, his whole life spent on wrestling, just wrestling, never content. In Genesis 29:25, and it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. He wanted to marry Rachel, and he wound up with Leah, and he's wrestling. He's married to one woman, and he's wrestling. Life is finally good. He marries Rachel, and he says, I'm living my dream. I've lost my dad and my mom. I've had to move away because of anger. My brother, I'm married to a woman I love. I'm living my dream, but it didn't last very long. For Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, and she envied her sister, and she said unto Jacob, give me child or else I'll die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. I can't fix this. I can't make you have a baby. I can't make you conceive. And he was wrestling again. God, what am I doing wrong? Why is my life always like this? Why does nothing never work? Why does it never? And he's wrestling. He said, have I in God's stead and hath withheld from thee the fruit of thy womb? He wrestles 14 years with Laban over his wages. 10 times he changes his wages. And then he's wrestling. His life's never good. He's always wrestling. In Genesis 31:5. And he said unto them, I see your father's countenance. It is not toward me as before. But the Lord of my father hath been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. His whole life is continually wrestling. Something moves in his heart, and I feel that same anointing in here this morning. Something moves in his heart, and he says, son, you've wandered long, far away, long enough. It's time for you to return back home. And I hear the God of heaven and earth calling somebody back home today. You've wandered out there. You wonder, why ain't my life come together? Because we've not put God first. Why has it not worked out? Because we've not sought him with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Now he's wrestling again. What if my family don't want me? What if Esau still wants to kill me? What if Laban won't release me? And if I could get personal and come and sit beside you, just me and you and God, it'd be amazing some of the things you wrestle with in your mind. What about the economy? What about my health? What about my family? What about my children? What about tomorrow? What about all my past? What about what they did to me and how they hurt me? What if life would have been different? It'd be surprised if we could get personal. The wrestling matches that's going on in this house of God this morning. But would you turn around and tell somebody, life's about wrestling. Hallelujah. Ever since Adam fell, it's never going to be easy till Jesus returns. But can I tell you of another day? There's another day where there'll be no storm clouds. There's another day where there'll be no sickness. There's another day where there'll be no storms. There's another day where there'll be no need for the sun or the moon, for he's the light of that city. He spent most of his life wrestling. Just continual wrestling. Genesis 31:3, and the Lord said unto Jacob, return to the land of thy father and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. He spent most of his life under pressure. He's never had it real easy, yet he was God's man. I felt victory in here right now. Quit condemning yourself and beating yourself up. God knew who you was when he picked you. He knew your strength and he knew your weaknesses, and yet he picked you. He knew your uprising and your silence. He knew who you was in public and who you was in private, yet he picked you. Hallelujah. Quit condemning yourself and beating yourself up. Hallelujah. Just draw a little closer to God. Just get a little closer to God. Just get a little deeper hunger for God. I'm persuaded there's a little Jacob in each of us. We spend a lot of our time wrestling. Please love me, help me, accept me. We spend a lot of, I spent the early part of last year, you can go over some of the DVDs, WWF, Wrestling with Flesh. We spend a lot of our time wrestling with things we seem to conquer, but then it comes back. Unsettled disputes, hidden sins, unforgiveness, hate, lust, pride, or anger. Some wrestle with drugs or drink. And you think you've pinned him down, and next week he wants a new match. We wrestle with demons of fear and powers of hell. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weaknesses in high place. We wrestle with unbelief in Mark 9, 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. God, I don't want to unbelief. I don't want to not trust you, but sometime I'm just wrestling. I wish somebody be honest. Sometime I prayed and it don't turn around, and I prayed and it's no different, and I've sought you and you're silent, and it's not that I don't love you or trust you. I'm just wrestling. Hallelujah. God will help us today if you'll be honest. Hallelujah. Sometime I'm just wrestling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christmas morning, I didn't want to go here, but let's just have church today. We come to church and we worship and we sing and we go home and things are said and little things happen and we don't like who we are and we look in the mirror and we wrestle. I don't want to be like this. This is not who I want to be. We wrestle with our shortcomings and our sins and our failures. Let's be honest today. Most of our life is spent wrestling. Genesis 32, 24, and Jacob was left alone. He's come back home. They send him word that his brother's coming with 400 men going to kill him. He divides his, he's got a wife. He's got Rachel, he's got Leah, he's got a concubine. He divides them up into different groups. He sends one group this way and he divides and sends another group this way. He said, if Esau kills this family, perhaps this will be spared. And when I get back home, I'll still have somebody to love me. How much time we worry about things we have no control over, wrestling about things we can't fix. Hallelujah, giving ourselves ulcers and losing times when we can laugh and be happy. Wrestling with stuff that we have no control over. Somebody ought to praise him out loud. You just hallelujah, hallelujah. He's divided and he's alone. And a man walks up. Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And we can preach this 300 ways, but something's fresh in my heart. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is what I want to preach today. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Hallelujah. We can call a rematch. You can wrestle with wounds in your past that's not been healed. With incest and abuse and rape and a bad divorce and a bad church experience. Some of that stuff, I don't care what you say, it happened and it's there. And we preach, well, just forget it, go away. But at midnight hour when the preacher's not preaching, it still happened. Somebody ought to praise him out loud. Somebody ought to praise him out loud. Daddy or uncle or brother slipped in your room when you was 8 years old and we could preach, forgive and forget, but it still happened. And you wrestle with it and you wrestle with it. If we're not careful, we allow it to consume us. I'm not telling you to give in, and I'm not telling you to surrender, and I'm not telling you to let it win. I'm telling you, for the next few weeks, let's call a different match. For the next few weeks, let's don't give the devil a lot of attention. For the next few weeks, and I'm just going to preach to everybody today. It's a challenge. When you cook Christmas dinner, if you're cooking for all 30-year folk, 30, 40, 50, 60, it'd be easy. But sometimes you got a 1-year-old there you got to prepare something for. And sometimes you got a 6-month-old. You can't give a chicken bone or a turkey bone. I want to preach to everybody today. Hallelujah. And I ain't got time to stop you get mad at me, so I'm just going to preach. I'm just going to be honest. Everybody in the building's not walking in victory today. Somebody's struggling with an addiction. Somebody's struggling with sin. Somebody ain't laid it all at the altar yet. Somebody's not given all to Jesus yet. Somebody's still straddling the fence. I want him, but I don't want to let it go. It's never going to turn around till you let it go. But this little preacher's got a word for you. Hallelujah. Don't spend the next 30 days wrestling with your drug addiction. Don't spend the next 30 days wrestling with your pornography addiction. Don't spend the next 30 days wrestling with your alcohol addiction. Get on these knees and start wrestling with God. And when you're in the presence of God, you don't want to drink. When you're in the presence of God, you don't want to cuss. When you're in the presence of God, you don't want besetting sin. And as you draw nigh to God, you begin to walk away from this stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him out loud. Somebody praise him out loud. And as your hunger grows for God, your hate will grow for sin. As your desire grows for God, you'll lose your desire for sin. Hallelujah. Jacob, you can wrestle with Esau all your life. Ain't nothing going to change till you wrestle with God. You can wrestle. You wrestle with your daddy. You wrestle with your mama. You wrestle with your past. You wrestle with Laban. Ain't nothing going to change till you get alone. And you say, God, I can't fix this. I can't change this. I can't turn this. I want you to change me. I want you to change me. I don't want to keep being Jacob. I don't want to keep falling back. I don't want to keep looking back. I don't want to keep feeding my flesh. I want you to change me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My wife's so kind to me, but since Monday night, I know I've got on her nerves. If I've asked her once, I perhaps in the last 5 days have asked her 300 times, tell me, babe, how does a mortal man wrestle with an eternal God? Find me something, babe. How does a man who's weak wrestle with a God who has all power? How does a man who hardly knows anything wrestle with a God who knows everything? Somebody lift your hands and praise him out loud. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear heaven setting up a match. I hear heaven sending out announcements and flyers and posters saying, I'm calling you to wrestle. I want to meet alone with you. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I'm not going to let you go except you bless me. Hallelujah. This is what you got to get a hold of. I don't want to chill up this time, and I want something more than speaking in tongues, and I want something more than a touch. I want a blessing from you. I want you to change something inside of me. I want you to break something inside of me. I want you to move something inside of me. I want you to release something inside of me. I want you to bless me. I want you to bless me. Oh God, I want you to bless me. I'm not going to let you go except you bless me. And he said, what's your name? And here's what's going to be hard on you. And you're so kind to come out on Christmas. I'm going to preach this season. It's what's going to be hard on you. Ain't nothing going to change till you get honest with God. What's your name? Well, they look and I got camels and oxen. I got wives and children. They think I'm doing good, but I'm not doing good. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm about to lose it all. I'm afraid my brother. I'm a deceiver. I'm a conniver. I'm a supplanter, and I'm about to lose it all, and I need you to help me. The next 7 days, get by yourself and say, God, I don't want to go back to sin. I don't want to go to hell. Be honest, God, I'm not doing good. I'm wrestling with some unforgiveness. That past marriage, that past church, that past job, that past friendship, I got hurt. And I thought I was over it. And I smiled and I walked away. God, I ain't doing good. And I need you to help me. I wish one person could hear what I'm. It's hallelujah. And I'll preach wrestle with hate. Don't let it take you over. And I'll preach wrestle with unforgiveness. Don't let it control. I'll preach that. I'll never stop preaching that. But some of these stuff ain't going to change when you wrestle with hate. But when you begin to wrestle with God and say, God, I don't want to be like that. That big hand of God is going to reach down inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to heal those wounds that's not been healed. Yet. Hallelujah. I feel what I'm preaching today. I wish 20 people would stand to your feet and say, God, I need healed. God, I need healed. Hallelujah. I wish somebody be honest here. God, I need healed. God, I need something inside of me. They think I'm doing okay. And I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going back, but I want to enjoy this journey. I want to enjoy the trip. I want to live for you with all of my heart and all of my strength. This thing's trying to steal my passion. It's trying to steal my zeal. It's trying to take the fire away from me. I want to dance again. I want to live for you with joy again. I want to rejoice again. I want my light to shine again. Hallelujah. I want my excitement back. I want my passion back. Somebody wrestle with him right now. Somebody reach for him right now. Oh God, you felt so far away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can only preach what I'm experiencing and I always stay with the Bible. But for the last 5 days, this thing's got a fire burning inside of me. Bigger than storms and battles and trials. Bigger than the uncertainty of tomorrow of America. Hallelujah. There's something inside of me. God, I want you. I'm 56. My life's over, half over. I fought for homes and drug addicts and drunkards. I live the Wynn family, the Long family. Drunkenness has consumed my family. I have loved ones that are bound by drugs and alcohol. I have a passion to see men free. But I am so, there's something inside of me. Ain't nothing going to satisfy except the presence of Jesus. There's something inside of me. I'm longing for him. I'm yearning for him. Sweetest thing I can think of right off. But he's a lot like that Mayfield's Moose Track Extreme. You just can't have one taste. Boy, this will preach. As long as you keep it in the refrigerator and stay away from it, you're okay. But if you ever taste of him, you just don't want to taste. I don't know what I'm preaching to. Let him out of the refrigerator. Hallelujah. Open him up. Smell his aroma. He's bigger than you heard. He's bigger than you paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason somebody don't want him, you've not tasted of him lately. But if you'll taste of him, he's altogether lovely. If you'll taste of him, he's precious. If you taste of him, he'll satisfy you. He'll satisfy you. And you'll come back again and again and again. The more you seek him, the more you want him. The more you find him, the more you desire him. And he said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I'll not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And I've dug into this. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. I'm not going to call you Jacob no more, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men. And has prevailed. I'm going to change you from a serpenter to a prince. I'm going to change you. Now people don't like me preaching this, but I'm going to preach it. You's mine when you's messed up. And your brother wanted to throw you away. And your daddy-in-law wanted to throw you away. But I knew what I could do with you. And I didn't throw you away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish somebody could hear that. I wish hallelujah. I wish somebody could really hear that. Hallelujah. 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 Peter, you're mine. You're mine. And if you died cussing, you'd go to hell. But I'm not going to let you die cussing because I see something in you wants to turn around. So I'm going to bring you through some hard places and I'm going to convert you and I'm going to change you into my glorious image. And somebody ought to praise him out loud. You ought to praise him out loud. I wish you'd be bold and turn around and tell somebody, I won't always be like I am today. I wish you'd be bold and tell somebody, I'm going to get along with God and something's going to change. I won't always walk like I'm walking now. I won't always be up and down. I won't always be struggling. I'm going to wrestle with God. I'm going to find my place in God. I'm going to wrestle with him. He's going to kill me or change me. He's going to take me out of here or he's going to change me. But I've got to have a change. I've got to have a change. I've got to have a change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we give him a praise? Could we give him a praise? Could we give this God a praise? Tell me, I pray thee thy name. And he said, wherefore so thou dost ask my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called. But therefore I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved. I know I'm preaching some touchy stuff. I'm tired of spending all my life wrestling with devils. I want to see God. I want to see God. I want to see God. And perhaps when I walk out of the presence of God, there'll be authority. I won't have to wrestle with them. I'll just bind them in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 This is what I long for come January, February, March. This is a theme we're going to stay with a little while. I long for January, February, March. You text me or call me or email me or grab me after church, say, Brother Wynn, somebody just come up and said, you walking different. I tell you, you've been praying. You're walking different. For the rest of his life, everybody got around Jacob. His name became Israel. They said, you don't walk like you used to walk. Hallelujah. You got a limp. Hallelujah. Where'd you get that at? I got my walk changed when I was in the presence of God. I got my walk changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to walk in such a way that the world says, you don't walk like you used to walk. You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't live like you used to live. Your attitude's not, character's not like it used to be. What happened to you? I've been in the presence of God. I've been wrestling with God. I've had an encounter with God. I've had a fresh experience with God. Watch this. You go over to Genesis 33:20. He's built some things, God's to him. And he erected there an altar and he called it Eloah, Israel. Did you hear that? Eloah, Israel. Before this, every time, he's a God of Isaac. He's a God of Abraham. But never is he my God. He never proved himself to me. He's daddy's God and he's papa's God. But now he says, he's changed my name to Israel. I found my God. I'm not building this altar to Papa's God. I'm not praying this time to my daddy's God. He's my God. Hallelujah. I have wrestled with him. I've had my own encounter with him. I have saw him face to face. I have found him whom my soul loveth. I have been in the presence of him. I have sought him and I have found him. Jesus taught us to wrestle. Matthew 26:40, and he came with the disciples and found them asleep, saith unto Peter, could you watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptations. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, said, oh my Father, if this cup not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Hallelujah. We live in such a quick world. Sometimes we don't have time to sit down and cook a meal for our family. So we'll go to Cracker Barrel, or we'll go to an Outback. back, or we'll go to Olive Garden. But sometimes we're in such a hurry, we don't have time to sit down, and we'll pull up to Wendy's or her buddies, and we'll let them slide it out the window in about 45 seconds because we want everything right now. And we've brought this thing over into our prayer. I'll pray if you'll answer right now. I'll pray if you'll touch me right now. I'll pray if you'll move right now. But sometimes God just crosses his arm, says, I'm not going to move right now. You're going to have to seek me a few minutes. You might have to seek me 30 minutes. You might have to worship me for an hour. And how many times do we walk away without a touch or without an answer? But I'm telling somebody, if you'll get by yourself and you'll say, God, hallelujah, I might have to go to work tired tomorrow. Hallelujah, I may not have time to do the dishes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I got to have a touch from heaven. You got to touch me. I got to have an answer. Hallelujah. Would somebody lift your hand? Say, God, I want my fight back. I want my fight back. I want my fight back. Would somebody say it out loud? God, I want my fight back. I've lost my fight, Lord. I've lost my fight, Lord. Hallelujah. I got onto this back in the spring. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Can we dig into this just a little bit? Can we dig into it a little bit? I believe it can be Anthony Wynn at 11 o'clock, Lord. I know you've laid down, but I got to go to the pulpit in the morning, and I have nothing to lay before these people. Would you give me something? And I really like to preach that, but Scripture has no private interpretation. Can we turn this thing around a little bit? Could this be God trying to wake a tired Anthony Wynn up at midnight? Say, you remember where I broke the fish and loaves and I gave them all and I kept nothing and I trusted them to give them away? Somebody with me? You remember, son, when I took the little fish and loaves and I broke it and I gave it to the disciples and I trusted them to give it away? I have a little friend who's in need, Anthony. And I've given my anointing. When I left the earth realm, I give it to man. And I need some bread to take to this family. I need some bread to take to this teenager. And how often do we roll over and say, but Lord, I'll pray in the morning, but my family's in bed and I'm tired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm here from heaven right now. God's going to wake some of you up and wrestle with you. Said, this is your hour. I didn't save Isaiah for this hour. I didn't save Jeremiah or Daniel for this hour. I didn't save A. Allen or Jack Cole or Amy Simple McPherson. I didn't save Apostle Paul or Daniel. I saved you. This is your hour. And I need you to take some Shemai. And you got to get up and wrestle with God. I'm not going to be mean. This is Christmas morning, and I have probably several pastor friends that's watching. I'm not going to be mean, but I'm going to preach. No longer is our bought programs going to be enough to make a difference in this hour. No longer is our pre-planned lessons going to be enough to make a difference. Somebody's got to lay before God and drive back the enemy and have a fresh and anointing. Come back to the music. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get to finish this, but I feel an anointing in here right now. Would you stand to your feet, lift your hands up, say, God, I want a wrestling match with you. I got to settle some things between me and you, God. Hallelujah. I got to work out some things between me and you. Would you stand to your feet? Would you lift your hands to heaven? If God's drawing you, run to this altar. People will meet you there and pray with you. But God's calling somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You fought the devil and nothing's changed. Yes, you survived, and yes, you're still in church. Praise the Lord. But it don't have to be another year of just fighting devils. It don't have to be another year of just fighting discouragement. It don't have to be another year of just dealing over past hurts and wounds. It church, somebody will wrestle with God. God will change some things. If somebody will wrestle with God, there's victory in God. Paul taught us, I've wrestled with the church, with shipwrecks. I've been stoned. I've been hated. I've been hurt. I've been betrayed. He said, now in the latter years of my ministry, I'm putting it all aside. I just want to win the Lord. I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want the Lord. And he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I wish 75 people would slip out of your seat and come and stand in these altars. Lift your head and say, God, I want my fight back. I want close to you again. I want to wrestle with you again. I want you to talk to me again. I want you to bless me again. Hey, God, you called me. You chose me. I tried to be a good person. I just wanted to be good. I didn't ask to preach, but you wouldn't leave me alone. You give me this desire to love you. You let me be John Wynn's son. You knew me, yet you chose me. You knew my weaknesses, and yet you called me. How'd you love me? Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want to fight storms and battles right now, Lord. I want to get a hold of you. I want to wrestle with you. I want you to change me. Make a prince out of me. Give me a fresh touch. Let me fall in love with you again. Let my heart burn again. Oh, God. Somebody at your seat, begin to reach for heaven. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this house. Surely God is in this house. Hallelujah. All over this house, would you lift your voice and say, God, I need you, I need you, I need you.
Counts the stars, one and all. He knows the sands that's on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything. Of all creatures, great and small. And he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And he knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, but I know I'll be just fine. 'Cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things.